Count the Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. And, of course, we are live on Bone TV, as we are every day. It is the temperature of the sun outside. Protein water will help you out with that. ProBalance protein water. If you're out today cutting grass or doing any work outside, God bless you. I couldn't do it. It's often like I tell the people in the military, I could never do your job. I could not get up every day and convince myself to get on a lawnmower and go get chased by snakes. I'm talking about ProBalance protein water. Get it today. Stop by CVS. Stop by any of the places where you buy energy drinks. Tell me you want the one that has 15 grams of protein with zero sugar. That's only ProBalance protein water. Vitamins B, C, D, five times the electrolytes. So if you're out there, know that this will replenish your fluids. It's preservative-free, gluten-free, lactose-free, sugar-free, and only is ProBalance protein water. You can go there, try out the punch, lemon lime, citrus, blue raspberry. Let them know you heard me talking about it, and they will, if they don't have it, they will get it for you. But most CVS stores in the area have it. It's ProBalance protein water. Look for it. If it's not there, ask for it, and they'll take care of you. Now, do you watch Live PD?
I have.
I may. It's the only show that I have an appointment set to watch.
I never remember when it's on, so I end up watching like YouTube clips and watching on their on demand.
Oh man!
So I've never actually watched it live.
Do they have it on demand?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I could find. Hold on, I'm trying to find something from this weekend.
But is it actually live?
Well,
because I've heard two versions. Some people say it is live, and some people say it's not.
No, it's not. It's not live, but I don't think anything can be live. It's, from what I understand, it's about a 40-minute delay.
Right.
But also, they have, like, you know, it's the show itself is live or live-ish. So when they go to it, they could, like, a couple times they had terrible traffic stops. There's nothing there. They're like, yeah, we just got a traffic stop. So they'll go to prepackaged ones that are the great. Like, they had a... They had a homeless guy who was loitering at a Walgreens, a closed Walgreens.
Yeah.
And they went over there and they talked to him. And he didn't have anything special. He had a bunch of cigarette butts in his pocket. It was kind of funny. But that's something they go to when they don't have anything, you know, any major action going on.
Do you think you're more into it because it's filmed locally?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love every time I see something in Pasco County, I am just loving it.
It's brilliant that that's where they chose to do the show.
Because I'm surprised they let them go into Pasco County because it definitely does not give you, it gives you a realistic view of what the bad side of Pasco County is about.
Am I the only person that does not appreciate Live PD because just like everything else, it makes Florida look like a bunch of morons?
It doesn't matter. It's already happened.
Yeah. And also, It kind of like, I lived in Pasco for years, and I didn't live near any of these idiots. I mean, they may have been a couple of blocks away, but, you know, it kind of makes you feel better about yourself, I think.
I don't know. I'm at the point now where I'm afraid to tell people that I was born and raised in Florida.
Oh, because, really?
Yes, whenever I do, especially people that are, like, in town vacationing, and I go to a beach spot with Joe, and people ask me where I'm from, and I say, oh, yeah, born and raised in Florida, Florida. They're always like, oh, you're one of those.
Well, I wish I could find the clip of what I want to talk about, and that is Pretty Penis Robert. Did anyone see this?
No.
Okay, I was tweeting it as it was happening. They got a call. It was not in Pasco. I actually forgot what it was, but it looked very similar to the Moon Lake trailer parks that they're always in Pasco. And they get a call to a gentleman's house or trailer, and the trailer is just as dirty as you'd expect it to be, and it has a whole bunch of junk outside the front door. And the guy comes to the door. If you'd like to see what he looks like, it helps the story out. His picture, the picture of Pretty Penis Robert, is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMikeCalta Show. And the police pull up, and this gentleman, Robert, comes out in a stereotypical white trash fashion, jean shorts, no shirt, short hair, but kind of like a rat tail, and maybe a ginger with bad teeth and horrendous tattoos.
He looks like Pasco County.
Yes, but it wasn't, though.
Right.
And he comes out, and he's yelling because they shot his house, his trailer, with a shotgun. So he comes out, and he says, "They shot my house! They shot my house! They shot my house!" And the cop's like, "Okay, who shot your house?" He's like, "They did." And he points down to the trailer. He's like, And they're like, all right, calm down, sir. They shot my house. There's bullet holes in my house. You can see my... He must have said they shot my house 1,000 times. Then at one point, he's like, I got my baby inside. They're like, oh, you got a baby in there? And he goes, well, my fiance's got a baby in her belly. And it just kept getting better from there. Then it got so bad where they had to... Hold on. What? Okay. I'll grab that in a second, Spanish. Hold on. It got so bad that they had to get the guy and put him in handcuffs. And they're like, listen, Robert, we're not arresting you. We're detaining you because you're being crazy. Yeah. You know? You're being erratic. So he sits down on the stoop. They try to get some information about who shot the house. He did have bullet holes in the house. And then he calmed down and he's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I get all angry because they shot my house and they shot my house. And he said, so finally they let him out of the handcuffs and the officer was great. And then Robert flips out again and he lunges towards the officer and the officer pulls out his taser and he's got the taser light on him, calls for backup. It got real heated. So long story short, they can't get anything accomplished because Robert won't shut up and he won't stop being an idiot. So finally, Robert kicks him off his property and wanted him to leave. They're like, fine, Robert, we'll leave. So they start walking towards the car, and Robert is in the trailer now, and he pops open this little window, and he sticks his head out, and he goes, I got a pretty penis. And he goes, I'm sorry? And he goes, I got a pretty penis, and it's big. Ask your wife. Whoa. And then he goes, So then the cop looks at the camera, and he goes, I believe Robert said that he had a pretty penis that was large. It was hilarious. And then they cut away, and it was trash.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I'm tweeting at him, you got to get more Robert. You got to get more Robert. Pretty penis Robert's been the best thing I've ever seen. So sure enough, like a gift from God, they were like, believe it or not, we have to go back to Robert's house. I'm like, yes. Robert had a seizure, and he ended up choking out his girlfriend. And as many times as he said, they shot my house, he said, I had a seizure. And they're like, Robert, what happened? He's like, I don't know, I had a seizure. Baby, tell him I had a seizure. Did you know I had a seizure? Oh, it was the best. And, of course, he ends up getting arrested and in jail. And it was fantastic. Live PD, the best show on television.
Pretty penis.
Robert's pretty penis Robert. His mugshot is on our Facebook page. Now, the community relations director for Pasco Police Department and Live PD, Kevin, is on the line. I have no way to verify it's him. I believe I may have met this gentleman before. Kevin, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I'm Kevin Dahl with the Pasco Sheriff's Office. I'm the Community Relations Director, and I heard you talk about Live PD, so I thought I'd call in and let you know. We've been with them for about a year now, and they are telling us they want to re-up with us for another year, and Sheriff Mocco is adamant about, you know, with our body-worn cameras, letting people see what our Pasco deputies have to go through. I know Spanish said something about it may look like Florida or Pasco County in a bad light, but that's what our deputies deal with on a day-to-day basis. That's why Sheriff Mocco is so adamant that, you know, we're on these types of shows so citizens can realize, you know, their deputies are out there protecting them, supporting them, and some of the crazy things they have to go through.
I have to tell you, I don't know why those guys don't get paid nearly enough for some of the crap that they have to deal with. I'm so glad, you know, I started out in Pasco County and lived there up until, last year. I started in Newport Richie and, in Land O'Lakes. And there are areas of it that are horrendous, like any neighborhood or any county. And there are areas that are great. But every guy that they pull over, they will eventually find some sort of crystal meth or weapon in their pockets.
Well, unfortunately, Americans love their drugs, both legal and illegal, and our deputies have to deal with that. And, you know, you can see some of the professionalism that our deputies are on that show. You know, they treat anybody with respect that they come into contact with. I mean, they only use force as a last resort when they have to. And, you know, that's why, you know, we want these types of shows. And we have a strong social media presence. We put a lot of our body-worn camera footage out on our social media platform so people can see exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and Sheriff Nocco's got a good reputation for being a guy that is a hard-ass sheriff and going in there to clean it up the place. Like, I enjoyed having him as the sheriff when I lived there, and I think this is great for entertainment purposes, but you're right, also to let people know what the actual sheriffs go to. Anybody that wants to have a hard-on for cops and think that they hate everybody and they hate certain people, now you get to see what their daily lives are like, and they're not getting paid nearly enough. I could we ever get any of those guys in the studio?
Sure. We can set things up like that. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of societal problems fall into the lap of law enforcement, drugs, domestic violence. I mean, these issues, you know, law enforcement is having to deal with, but it's not just their problem, it's a societal problem. And these shows, by the way, camera footage, says exactly what goes on.
Yeah, and also what you have to deal with when you pull somebody over, you have to work within the law when you know somebody is clearly lying to you. So now you're faced with how do I arrest this criminal and have to do it the right way? Like, I'm so amazed by watching some of these officers pull a guy. They pulled a guy over on a four-wheeler the other day, and he seemed to be doing everything fine. But the cop knew. The cop knew something was up, and he just kept digging and digging and digging until finally he found his little stash of crystal meth inside his pocket. Well, look, I believe that these cops, there's certain ones I could recognize by face right now. Like, if I ever saw them in the mall, I'd geek out. I'd be like, oh, my God. We have to get some of these guys in the studio. They're celebrities now.
Would you ever go on a ride-along?
I was begging them. I was begging them on Twitter on Saturday to please let me come during a Saturday. Can you do a ride-along during live PD hours?
We do have a number of our local politicians and state politicians have gone on ride along and have seen some of the incidents that have occurred at live PD. So we could probably set something up for you, Mike, as that as well.
Listen, Nako is on the air. He said I could go on a ride along. Yeah. I want to do it during live PD. This could be the best thing ever. Well, listen, please let the most handsome. So I don't know. Now he's got handsome competition with Cronister. We got two of the most handsome sheriffs in town. But please let Nako know that. We appreciate him. The show is fantastic. I'm so glad you guys are going to do another year, and that my wife probably thinks of him while I make sure he left her.
Okay.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. That's a tough area to be in.
A buddy of mine is a Pasco County Sheriff, and he's asked me to go on ride-alongs forever.
Right.
I don't want to go, though. I don't
Why?
Know. I'm afraid something crazy is going to happen. I don't know. I'm a pussy.
Dying for something crazy to happen. Oh, man.
No.
Listen to me.
I just think, then he got shot.
Yeah, there's a firefight, and you get shot in the gut.
Crossfire.
Yeah.
Had he not gone on the ride-along, he'd still be here.
Okay, if there's a firefight, I'm hiding. I'm hiding in the car. Yeah, unless I'm able to carry a gun. Yeah. Am I able to carry a gun on a ride-along?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But why? I have a concealed weapons permit.
Yeah, man, I guess, yeah.
Just like a scene out of a movie, you pull up to a house and everything's all calm, then shots fired, and you look at the sheriff and he looks at you and he just hands you the shotgun and goes, take the back, Mike.
I don't like the unknown. You really don't know what you're pulling up to, no matter what's going on.
Gio, I love it. Let me just tell you, my buddy was a repo man one time, and I go, can I go repo cars with you?
That's some wild stuff.
Dude, so he was like, you can get this car if you want. I was like, okay, give it to me. So he found the car, and then he went and got the tow truck.
Yeah.
And then I went in, started the car, drove it around, hooked it. We took it. Oh, it was the most adrenaline. It was great. Yeah. I want to do that. I totally want to go in a ride along. Live PD is on the weekends, but you can watch most of it. Like, I've seen a million reruns during the week, and so it's on A&E for those of you. I know people are calling and asking about it.
I usually watch on like YouTube and one of the streamers.
Yeah, or A&E's website has episodes, full episodes. Dude, I would love, there's like three guys whose names I don't remember right now, but I could pick them out if we saw it, that are Pasco County Sheriffs I would love to have in the studio.
Yeah.
We got to get that. Superstars.
Do
you think the other counties are like, how are we not doing? Like, how did Grady Judd not get on this show?
I would think that that's something he would have campaigned for.
Right, because he loves the attention.
I'm surprised that the producers or what have you haven't said, oh, we should get Polk County too, because Grady Judd's such a character.
They got their hands full in Pasco, man.
Yeah.
Time to stretch it out a little. Live PD, best show. Pretty Penis Robert was one of the funniest goddamn things. If you haven't seen it, I'm trying to find if I can find the clip, I'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I was looking. I couldn't find it.
Pretty Penis Robert. It may not be up yet because it was so new. So, all right, I got to take a break. Ian Beckles is coming at the top of the hour. What else? There was something else I wanted to do. Oh, I know for a fact that we are ripped off by other radio shows, and that's fine. Radio shows steal stuff from each other all the time. Not like this jerk off in South Florida who's stealing everything we do from Baby's Dad. Not only did he steal Baby's Daddy, but he put it on a website like he invented it and tried to teach other people how to do it. But a whole bunch of stuff. And I get that. It's going to happen. But now it looks like a criminal stole one of Galvin's most genius ideas. We'll talk about that next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
6 weeks starting today to get on the Dr. Urshan program to get yourself in good shape for the Calta Cruz. Now, you are going on that, are you not?
I hope so. Yes.
I'm declaring you're going.
But, okay.
What?
Just go with it.
I'll go with it. Just go with it. I'll be there. No, I'll be there.
What's the problem?
I don't know if they'll let me go here. It's like, you know.
I got to go.
Am I room with Carmen?
You can.
You may have to. Or you can room with Spanish. Who would you rather room with, Joe or Carmen?
Joe or Carmen? Oof, that's really tough.
Because then Gio could room with the other one.
I don't know. Carmen, do you have a preference?
I mean, she doesn't really know Gio as well as she knows you. You've seen her naked before.
Yeah, right. But I don't want to, you know, I would rather leave this up to her because she's got the free room. I'm used to having a roommate every year.
Pretty sure she's going to be in my room most of the time anyway.
Yeah, that's
nice. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
I know Carmen, but I don't know Carmen.
Right. And so my thing is, you would have to clear this with your wife, Gio.
Yeah.
Only because those rooms are small, and I'm not, like, ashamed of my body. So, like, there is a chance you will see me naked.
I'm going.
All right.
So it's just like, but
I get a room with Carmen.
Right. But like Mike said, like, Spanish has already seen me naked, so it's not, like, a problem.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm comfortable rooming with either you, Carmen, or Joe.
Right.
I've done it both before.
Well, I don't want to room with you anyway, so there.
Why don't you room?
You too. I'm not trying to...
Why don't you room with Carmen and Joe, since you guys all love each other, and let you have his own room?
No,
now we're talking.
Out of your mind.
How about I just room by myself and all the boys room together?
Maybe that's an option too. We'll see. But if you want to be in good shape like Carmen enough to walk around naked, Dr. Urshan can get you in that shape right now, and he can do it in 40 days. You can lose up to 30 pounds in 40 days. I'm telling you right now, ladies, if you're like one of those ladies that are go, I just want to get that extra 20 pounds off and nothing works, this will work. This will take it right off you, and you'll be able to keep it off, and there's no crazy drugs or anything like that. Make an appointment, 813-518-8827. You'll get the initial consultation and body composition analysis for free. It's usually $300. But call them because it only goes through the end of this month, and you're going to want to get on this program before the cruise starts. Get yourself in great shape. I got to be honest with you. I'm thinking about doing it again before.
Oh, really?
Before the cruise.
Getting all that last bit off, huh?
Because you can't work out while you do it.
Right.
You can't work out with heavy weights. I'm thinking about working out all the way up to the month before and then going on the 40 days.
Plan. That's not a bad plan.
No,
that
it's
way
not.
You get off right when we're going on the cruise.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. I got 6 weeks now to do that, to get on the program, to sign up for it, to get ready. So anyway, they got three locations, Tampa, Largo, and Brandon. Dr. Urshan, you hear everybody talk about him. You'll actually meet Dr. Urshan. You'll have his phone number. Every morning you get up and you text him what your weight is. If you have any questions or problems, you text him, text you right back. It's a great program. I mean, I've seen nothing but great success with not just the people that work here, but, I mean, like, you see people in the hallways in the sales department. I'm like, are you on Dr. Urshan? Yeah, because you look fantastic. But listeners, it's amazing when I see them come up to me and say, hey, thank you for the heads up on Urshan. So if you want to be ready for the cruise, call him today or go to GetThinTampa.com. Now, thanks to a listener, I found the link to Live PD for Pretty Penis Robert. It's in Greene County, Missouri. It's very similar to that of Moon Lake in Pasco County. And this is where an officer is about to address the camera and talk about what just went down. And then Robert starts with the pretty penis stuff. So give it a second.
Okay, Robert.
I'm not on. He's in the house screaming at them to get off his property, and this guy, the cop, is by his cop car in the street.
On your property. Okay. Okay, Robert.
By the way, I have a really pretty penis.
You have a really pretty penis?
Yeah, it's really big and really pretty, and your wife likes it. Get at me.
They say get at me?
All right, well, get at me.
Yeah, get
that's
at
one
me.
Way to end that. Says he has a really pretty penis.
The officer is perplexed. He does not. No one's ever tried to get him with a pretty penis line.
Robert, calm down. I'm not on your property.
My dog out.
Okay, Robert, you do what you gotta do.
Shoot my dog, I shoot you.
Okay.
Shoot my dog, wow. I shoot you. At that point, they should have stormed in there and grabbed him.
This is interesting.
Refuses to abide by the federal law and leave when they're asked to leave by our property.
Not on your property, Robert.
I own this trailer park around my property.
But not on your property. Not on your property.
Run my name again. Bitch.
Okay, I'm not
a- call him a bitch.
On your property.
Robert's clearly an attorney because he's got the law.
He and he said he owned the trailer park.
Yeah. Damn right.
He didn't even own a shirt.
If you continue to create a problem, are you causing a peace disturbance here? Is that what we're doing? Okay. Anyway.
I can tell you the cops had like 10 reasons why they could have arrested him. They were being cool.
So. Basically. Basically, we got called out here for a disturbance. Ended up being possible shots fired. He's saying that somebody shot into the side of his house. He was what we thought of as our victim who was shot at. But when we asked him to complete a written statement, he says he will. Gets out of the car. Immediately jumps.
Now he comes outside and he's yelling at the cop. And the cop got over his taser again.
Isn't it kind of like what tongueless Brett looks like?
It's a lot.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like tongueless Brett
if he had a tongue, that's kind of what he'd be like.
Yeah.
I'm gonna link this episode to our Facebook page because it is just wonderful. And if you felt like that your life might be bad or you don't have all the things you need, watch this for a couple of minutes. You will absolutely enjoy it. All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Some other news yesterday, according to the WWE's Twitter, Hulk Hogan has been cleared to return to the WWE after a three-year suspension. 3 years after Hulk Hogan became persona non grata within the professional wrestling organization that he helped make the largest in the world, the WWE announced on its website that the longtime Tampa area resident had been welcomed back to the company. Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, was suspended by the WWE and erased from its Hall of Fame in July of 2015 after a video of him making racial comments was leaked to and then released by the National Enquirer and Radar Online. This second chance follows Hogan's numerous public apologies and volunteering to work with young people where he is helping them learn from his mistake, the WWE said. These efforts led to a recent induction into the Boys and Girls Club of America Alumni Hall of Fame. The tan, bleach blonde grappler, who now lives in Clearwater, where he also runs Hogan's Beach Shop, would later tweet that he was backstage at WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view in Pittsburgh on Sunday. And he did go on to tweet it and say that he got so much love from the people backstage at all levels. So then the article in the St. Pete Times goes on to transcribe the tape where it says in the video that led to his WWE departure, Hogan repeatedly used the N-word when talking about his daughter Brooke Hogan's dating life. He said, quote, "I mean, I don't have a double standard. I mean, I'm a racist to a point. F blank, N blank," he said, which is pretty damning, if you ask me.
Well, so it sounds like it was just a temporary suspension, though.
Well, here's the thing, and I said this before. If you had a microphone in anybody's house and heard some of the things that they said, not didn't necessarily have to be racial, but if you have ever heard the way my wife speaks to my son when he is doing something wrong, you would think the woman was a mass murderer.
Yeah,
Joey, I will punch you in your goddamn face. Just never touch them. Never touch them. Gets mad at me if I slap him. I slapped him in the arm last night. You would think the world was going to end. But she'll talk to him like she's going to drive a car through his room just to get him. And, you know, if you take that audio and you play just that, you're like, this woman's crazy. So, and then a lot of us, when we think that we're under a reasonable amount of privacy, we say things that we don't necessarily live our life by, but in that moment, you're caught up in something. So, you know, it's very possible he's not a racist. Who knows? You could say, you know, when you're dealing with your daughter, I have a daughter now, and when I'm dealing with my daughter, there are going to be things that she does in her life that are going to make me extra emotional because she's my daughter, you know? Mm-hmm. And you don't know. And most of the folks that he's worked with before, including a lot of black wrestlers, said he's never been racist. So I don't know. But I think the WWE said, okay, well, we can't be associated with this. And then he went on to be this positive human being and went through these meetings and doing these things and helping people. And they were like, okay, you've had a bunch of great years, a small window of bad stuff. you deserve to be able to have the right. I mean, he's 64 years old.
You think he shows back up now on television with WWE tonight?
Tonight. I think tonight. I think he was there last night at the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I think he maybe makes an appearance tonight at Raw. And they can use it. They really can. They can use a little bit of a kick.
Did you watch the pay-per-view last night?
I did not. No. I don't like Extreme Rules.
No, it wasn't good.
No. Really?
You liked it?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I saw a little bit of the Carmella and Asuka fight. Ooh. And that is just so overplayed now. I'm just over it. Like, the matchups just suck.
She's so hot, though.
They're Carmella? All so hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a Liv Morgan guy.
I'm Alexa Bliss.
I'll take them all. I do not discriminate, ladies.
No. Really? Alexa Bliss over Liv Morgan? They kind of look the same.
Liv Morgan looks like she's 16. Alexa Bliss at least looks like she's 22.
No.
And I don't know. I just like Alexa
too
Bliss.
Too old. Alexa Bliss too old.
From Nia Jax to Liv Morgan to Paige, whoever. I'll take them all.
Nia Jax is hot, too.
The one that I'm creeping on right now, hard on her Instagram, it's Peyton Royce.
Oh, she's so...
Dude.
With the accent. Oh,
I thought at first that the accent was fake. It's
No.
It's
so
legit.
I've seen her at NXT, other one, and they are great because they're so mean to the crowd.
I don't know what it is. She is so super hot, and her Instagram is fantastic.
Yep.
A lot of workout pictures, a lot of spandex.
She is real. I love that. We should be able to get them in here. Yeah. They live here.
I think they live in Orlando, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're super young, too. I think they're only like 22.
Okay, perfect.
23, something like that.
Too
old,
too old.
I don't like the other one.
Billy Kay?
Yeah.
Mm. Really? I like them together. Mm. I think they do a good job together. They kind of come out and they look like, you know, she's not hot.
No.
She has clown mouth.
What? Clown mouth. She's got perfect everything.
But they come out and they're like super hot and super bitchy.
Yeah.
And it works.
I love it.
It works good.
I like her with longer hair. I don't like when she cuts her hair.
All right. Well, get on that, Carmen. Make sure she
I'll let her know.
She's my favorite.
So I almost did something last night that I'd never done before. I shouldn't say never. But you know that little white girl that I like?
Oh, my God.
Her name is Little White, not the little white girl that I like.
Little White, too.
She's not little, and I don't even know how white she is, to be honest with you. No. Can you pull her up, Carmen?
What is it? Little
White. I think it's W-H-Y-T-E.
It's just W-Y-T-E.
Oh, thank you, Spanish. Yeah. Someone's a creep.
Little White, too.
So she put an Instagram post that was a before and after picture. She said drugs and alcohol ruined her life back then. And now, no, that's not. No, that's a little white boy is what that is. and she was anorexic and she was terrible. And now she's clean and she's straight edge. But she's got all these tattoos now. And Spanish, help her find it.
I know. Like,
I'm looking for it right now.
Who is this?
Just go to Instagram and put it in.
Is she just an Instagram chick or is she famous for something else?
So I had no idea. And I had no idea. She has a lot of tattoos, and I follow a lot of like hot chicks with tattoos Instagrams, and I think she came up in that. So I love every one of her pictures. But I'm a face guy,
right?
And she's got a hot face and a shaved side of her head. I love freaky broads, and she's just really pretty. So look at her. There she is.
She's perfectly
Carmen,
thick.
Look at that. I mean, go down to the before and after picture. It's like, it's right there on the top right,
Man, Instagram is where it's at right now.
Hell yeah.
It really is. I'm on Instagram more than any other social media.
Yeah. Look at her there. I love that face. Okay, so.
Love that butt.
So, yeah, I love the butt, too.
So she does porn?
Well, hold on. So, I don't know what she did. She was a stripper. And then last night, Carmen, go up to scroll up. Oh, it's not there anymore. Go down the next row.
What is that?
Keep going. Oh, it might have been in her story. Anyway, she put a thing up last night, and it said, here, go back to the highlighted one. Look at her.
Oh, she's perfect.
All right, hold on. I want to read it. That's why I'm waiting for Click out of there, Carmen. There you go. Now that.
This?
Yeah. Okay, click it. See if it goes to the next page. Anyway, I'll tell you what it said. It doesn't appear to be there anymore. But she said that if you send her cash through the Cash App, she's got videos.
Oh.
And she gave a couple of examples of what videos she had. One was a shower scene. One was her creating a shower scene. One was her doing a POV BJ.
So how much did it cost you?
I didn't do it, but I got to be honest with you. I held my phone in my hand. I was like, I mean, I've paid for worse things before.
There's got to be a way to find her.
Two clicks away.
Yeah. I know. I was like, I really want to see. because I've never seen her do anything but pose.
A lot of those chicks now, they'll do like private Snapchats where they have a secret Snapchat account. Yes. You can subscribe to that.
I can't see me ever subscribing to it, but.
Oh, is that it? Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's her. She's fantastic.
Yeah, Instagram is awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, Carmen, read her thing before everybody calls up and asks what we're talking about.
What?
Read her, how you say her name on Instagram, exactly what it is, so people can find her.
It's Little White, so it's the full word, LittleWhite2.
Okay, I'll put it on our Instagram.
Who's Little White One, then?
You don't want to know. It's too much. Yeah.
I said maybe she's better, because she's number one. This is Little White Two.
I don't know, man. Maybe Little White One is got booted or something, but this is strong. I got to tell you, if I break down and pay for her pornos, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but yeah. I think, because there have been a couple of these Instagram models that I've seen that do that I really like. Like, there's this Colombian one called Soy Nieva or whatever, and she does Snapchat. Yeah, and I was like, man, I don't want to pay for this. But then I Googled it, and I found some videos of her.
Oh, you did?
With her friend,
without having to pay for
it. Without having to pay for it, and boy, oh boy, it was explicit.
I'm not opposed to paying for it. Like, I could even tell my wife I just bought some porn.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I was like, I'm going to meet this chick, she'd be like, she'd stab my face.
Yeah.
But if I said, I'm looking at this little porn, as long as I didn't spend a lot of money.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've never done.
When was the last time you paid for porno? I mean, it's been, for me, it's been years. I can't even remember the last time.
Would you do that?
I bought like a DVD at the shop.
Pirates, baby. That was the last time I bought porn.
I've never bought porn.
Ever?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't had to.
Yeah.
You used to have to. You wouldn't have to. You'd get like a hand-me-down video from somebody. Like your buddy would be like, hey, this is a good one.
I'm done with this.
And it would be just a couple random movies all like copied onto a VHS tape. That's like old school.
Man. Now, did you have a hiding space?
Yeah.
Where was your hiding space?
It was the bottom drawer.
I had a drop ceiling in my basement.
Wow.
So my basement ended, and at some point, I mean, my whole house ended. At some point, they built an extension on before I was born. So that became a crawl space. And in order to access that crawl space, we had paneling in the basement, and a piece of the paneling that looked like it was just framed on the wall. You can pull it out, and that's how you crawl in the crawl space. Well, you pull it out, and then you could access the drop ceiling. So I would put it in the drop ceiling. You'd never find it. If you're a cop looking for drugs, you'd know exactly where to look. But if you're a parent looking for stuff, you'd never look it.
I used to have one VHS tape with a whole bunch of movies.
Yeah. But then we moved to Florida. And we didn't have the drop ceiling anymore, and I realized sometimes the best place to hide it is out in the open. So we had a giant wicker basket next to the TV that had a bunch of videotapes in there. Yeah. I'd just throw it in the bottom. Nobody's searching through those things. Except one day your mother and her boyfriend are looking for, hey, you remember that movie with Ghostbusters or whatever? And they go through and they put it in. It was not Ghostbusters. Got busted. All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'll put this on our Instagram page so you can see the chick that we're talking about, Ian Beckles. He does not one, not two, sometimes three or four shows here on this very radio station. He had a big party yesterday out at the Zamora Hotel. Ian Beckles will join us next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.